For this, we're saying the Lord. We say the opportunity to be in the house of God this evening. We got the Bible, thanks. So please stand, open up the book of 2 Kings, chapter 4. Our reading, verse 1, Bible says, "Now they're crying a certain woman of the wives of the son of prophets and Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband, is dead. Thou knowest that thy servant did fear the Lord, and the creditor is come to take unto him my two sons to be bondmen. And Elisha said unto her, What shall I do for thee? Tell me, what hast thou in thy house? And she said, Thy handmaiden hath not anything in thy house, save a pot of oil. Then he said, Go borrow thee vessels abroad of all thy neighbors, even empty vessels, are not a few. And when thou art come in, thou shalt shut the door upon thee and upon thy sons, and shalt pour out into all those vessels, and thou shalt set aside that which is full. So she went from him and shut the door upon her and upon her sons, who brought the vessels to her, and she poured out. And it came to pass, when the vessels were full, that she said unto her son, Bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, There is not a vessel more, and the oil stayed. Then she came and told the man of God, and said, Go sell the oil, and pay thy debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. Let us pray. Dear my Father, Lord, I thank you for the opportunity to be in the house of God this evening. Lord, what a privilege and what an honor and what a great thing it is to be able to preach the Word of God one more time. God, I beg you, Lord, to reach down and touch your people. God, you'd help them today. God, I beg you, Lord, each one that come out, God, that you'd stir in our hearts. And God, Father, I ask you to help your preachers, Lord. God, I pray, Lord, you touch each one of us as gets the opportunity to preach a while today. God, I beg you, Lord, you help them. You encourage them, Lord. And God, we give you all the glory for that. And God, I beg you now, you reach down, you touch me, help me. Let me preach with unction and power. And God, that you be glorified and magnified above all. In Jesus' name, we pray. Amen. You may be seated. Now, I'm going to preach a while this evening on this widow woman. Give you some things about this lady. And the fact the Bible says that the oil stayed. Now, the Bible said here, now there cried a certain woman of the wives of the sons of the prophets and Elisha, saying, Thy servant, my husband is dead. And thou knowest thy servant had the fear of the Lord, and the credit has come to take unto him my two sons. We read this first verse this evening in Scripture, and we find out about this widow woman that she finds herself in a bad situation. There's some things here just going to make mention of. First thing the Bible says lets us in on that her husband died. And not just the fact that her husband had passed away, but that she had owed some creditors. And not that she just owed some bills, but if it's serious enough that that's going to come down there, and that's going to take her boys, and that's going to cause them to be bondmen. Hey, I thank God tonight that he's able. Hey, no matter the situation, hey, we may not have situations quite like this lady tonight or this evening, but I'm sure go looking out across a crowd of people like this, and if I know anything about people has problems. That there's a lot of situations going on in our lives today, in and out. The week you had, the month you had, the year you had. Hey, I was just speaking to a man coming down the road. The past few years that he had. Hey, I just want to be encouraged, man.
Hey, that's the word about the other things that takes you crying out that. But the Holy God that takes you to protect that, takes you into the veil that, takes you to another that, takes you to the that, takes you with the same that, that's not like some say that, hey, one hurt for all of the that, hey, you don't want to go down the floor for that, but the word about what they're saying about is that, then he must have thought, then he's like that, there'll be a word about these preachers that, hey, I don't know what the man is that, there'll be a lot of preachers going to use the altar that, that's the enemy's that, hey, won't fall down through there that, hey, church members that, hey, she's still been following you that, Lord, for a long time that, hey, you bow like some of my sins as a hat that, hey, you have to steal them off that, hey, that church can steal them off in the egg that, but if you ever get some good hat that, hey, I'm saying tonight that, if you were good and children of God that, let me just get over ourselves that, get over our dignity that, hey, get over our pride that, get over our situation that, hey, just cry out that, on the Holy God that, that's all the times that I've had to feel to my life that,
for this week of midway and say, how I'm killing born, that is, how I'm becoming born there. It just makes it all big form. What are you talking about, big church? Well, you look the fruit of the Spirit, that meekness, that longness, that goodness, that love, that time. Hey, you know what? That's in all being poured in. Because you know what this old place ain't kept giving them preaching. You just don't know how they mistreated me. Hey, you don't know how it felt. I'll never go back there and preach. Hey, have you just, just time and time again, said, Ten said, go bar thy vessel, get brought from all thy nation. Even if the vessel bars, not a few. That's what I don't want to get hot, they've got to do things. Well, they've got to. But it's still in this day. It's that day.
And if I wait upon the Lord and I let patience have a perfect work, I'm saying God will come through. We got to put faith in it. Hey, put faith in it. Hey, whatever's going on, hey, you've heard the preaching. You have all the knowledge. Hey, some of you may have been in church longer than I've been born. Hey, you've got it all together. You've got all the knowledge. You just got to be willing to apply of the wind, so and in faith in your situation, and quit trying to do it on your own power, and search the preaching of the Word of God, and get in there. You think about it. I know. So when she went from him, she shut the door upon her and upon her son, and brought the vessel to her, and she poured it out. Hey, you know what gets the whole heart? Hey, you know what, God, when God gets the work in that, can you get that chicken place? Get behind both doors, get behind both doors, and you start doing something with the oil. Hey, that's when God gets the room. Hey, it ain't just in places like this. It's in that secret place of that God will do those very special things. Hey, when the last time that God stands behind both doors, when nobody else sees you, and you love the Almighty God. Hallelujah. I have to take them up there and pull my place. Hey, that's in that place. Hey, I'm just saying that. Hey, there's mighty things, son, in secret. Hey, there's things that's going to have effects on your family in secret. Hey, ain't it amazing that she shut the door and she shut her sons in? Hey, what's your sons and children, your daughters and your grandchildren? Hey, what do they see in your secret place?
time it's not for the good field, but for Jonathan's sake, of the kindness of God. Hey, see, no purpose. Thank God for you now.
For her, and she pulled out. This was a big God for it. What's your Bible? It said that it came to pass when the vessels were full that she said unto her sons, bring me yet a vessel. And he said unto her, there is not a vessel more. And the Lord said, you know something about that oil? It was good way back then. You hear these older men of God talk about them meetings of old, it was a good deal. Boy, but you know something about it? It didn't run out. Well, there's more than enough. You know what had to happen? They just still had to be somebody pouring it out. Hallelujah. Say, why are you preaching this in front of a bunch of preachers on a Friday at a church where you know everybody's got to be right? They down here at church on a Friday evening. It's because it was everything in me. Hey, I want to encourage you to pour the oil out under the glory of God. Hey, I want to encourage you today that there's more than enough. Hey, it was good then, and it's good now. and it always will be good. Hey, I thank God. Hey, in Exodus, there we felt that it white burned always. Hey, you know something? Hey, the light ain't going out. Hey, I don't care what the liberal world does. Hey, the light ain't going out. I'm glad it was good all the way back then. I'm glad it's good enough to save me. I'm glad it's still good now. I thank God for the oil. Oh, you know what the Bible says? Gulf states. Hallelujah. Y'all ever felt this way? Well, they just ain't nobody preaching no more. They must not be a lot of good churches anymore. You know, I know don't nobody feel like that. Maybe I'm the only one. But you know what? God's always got a remnant. Hey, there's a lot of good churches out there. There's a lot of good preachers out there. And you know what? Hey, God is still the same God that He was in the book of Malachi when He said, I change not. Hey, you know what I believe? I believe it's always on. I believe we just got to get in. Hey, God ain't changed. Hey, me and you've changed. Hey, I thank God today the Bible said, and the oil stayed. Hallelujah. Boy, when everything else is gone, the oil is still good. Amen. You know, I got to close, but I can't close that either. It said here, then she came and told the man of God. And he said, go sell the oil, pay the debt, and live thou and thy children of the rest. You know what she done? She went and told the man of God. You give me a little bit this way. She stood up in church and she testified. She said it works.
Amen.
She said God works.
Yes,
you know, by faith, I went down there in my secret place. Hey, by faith, I told them boys, go grab them vessels and I'm going to start pouring it in. And by faith, I just kept pouring. Hey, you know what? My hands got weak. I got tired. Hey, there's times I didn't feel I could. Look, there's times I just want to give up. Hey, there might even been times she thought, well, I've got enough. But she just kept pouring. As long as them vessels was coming. Hey, hallelujah. And she went back and she testified. Said, God's always been enough. It's enough when my husband was living. Hey, it's enough when he's serving you. And praise God, he's enough now. Hey, when my boys was in bondage, hallelujah, he's enough. Can I testify, church? He paid the debt. A man of God said, go take care of business. Hey, I'm glad when God pays the debt. Hey, at 19 years old, I come on the revival meeting, lost and done nothing without God. The debt that I couldn't pay. Hey, I Satan's bond man. But you know, God reached down that night under the preacher of the Word of God, convicted my heart, and I got saved. Hey, God, I paid my debt. Hey, I thank God for the oil. Boy, she went and testified. Boy, if it gets hot enough, you'll testify. When's the last time you testified? Y'all be one of them people. We ought to have a church full of them. One of them people, pastor comes in on Sunday morning and he gives opportunity to praise the Lord, to testify. Y'all be one of them people. Just can't help themselves. Hey, get a big old dose of the can't help us. I'm talking about a big old dose of can't help. Well, I thank God he saved me. Let me tell you what the Lord done for me today. Hey, I'm just talking about they can't help us. I ain't talking about all your problems. I'm talking about bragging on God. You know what? I played football 16 years of my life. Not proud of it. It's what I done. But you know what I found? Them people in the crowd, they didn't mind shouting it out. You hit somebody, they'd shout it out. You scored a touchdown, they'd shout it out. Hey, they wouldn't worry about what everybody else thought about them. They had the can't help us. I wish our churches could shout out like that. Hey, shout out. Hey, I like that. I'm talking about get a good case that can't help it. Hey, you know what you got to shout about? God just saved your soul from hell. He just changed your life. Hey, God done that for me and you. Hey, just so you can be with him eternity. Hey, I thank God tonight for a good old case that can't help it. Bible said, and live thou and their children on the rest. You know what? When I got saved, 19 years old, my direction changed. Direction changed. You know, since that day, I ain't never got over it. I ain't never got over it. Hey, man, you hear that? He never will. That's what it is. They lived on the red. It means they got in and they got all the way in and they didn't want to live life without the Lord. Can I say this today? You can't live life without the Lord. You can't be saved without the Lord. You can't serve without the oil. And you sure can't survive in this old wicked world without the oil. They live on the rest. Are you living on full? I'm gonna ask you that. Are you living on full? Well, you ever been in a vehicle and gas light comes on? Traveling long way from the service station, don't know how you're going to make it. Boy, that's how a lot of us feel in Christian life a lot of times. But we got the opportunity to be able to live on foot. Yeah. Won't you ask the Lord today that God should take your heart, help you live life on foot. Live life on foot. That's God that let you live life on faith. Let us pray. Dear Lord, thank you for the opportunity to be able to preach the Word of God today. Lord, I beg you, reach down your touch each people. Lord, I beg you, glorify and magnify the birth of God. Lord, I pray, Lord, you help us. In Jesus.